The physician collapsed. Fish arrived. Shit, Smits. Shit. Got him. You sure he didn't get you too? Smets looked at himself. He was covered with blood. Some of it was his own. Somebody yelled up the street. People had begun coming to stoops and windows. Fish bent, slashed the physician's throat, said, "We've got to get out of here. There'll be soldiers here in a minute." He looked at the dead man's hand. "Ah, a mess. He touched you with that?"
"I don't think so."
"Come on." Fish offered him a hand. "You make it?"
"I'm all right for now."
Fish headed back into the alley. Smets began feeling it as soon as the excitement began to go out of him. He knew he would not be able to get away if a chase developed. Instead of making for the Skull and Crossbones, Fish headed into the West End.
"Where are we going?"
Smets asked. "Reservoir. Get you cleaned up. We take you home looking like that. The Gray Boys are going to be around to ask what happened before you can get your boots off." Chapter 38. I don't know what I expected to see when we got to Opal. Maybe nothing changed from my last time there. I sure wasn't ready for the mess we found. I gaped incredulously as we glided over the ruins, where a few survivors scurried around like frightened mice. I went and told Darlin. "Don't look to me like there's much chance we'll find the people you want." Odds never bothered Darlin. Raven and Silent now had especially black feelings for me. I had the gall to tell Darlin who she had to find if she wanted to force Raven to face his past. Neither of them wanted that to happen. Both of them were so busy thinking about themselves, they didn't have time to wonder what Darlin really thought or felt about anything. We crossed most of the city. Up north, we spied several large, neatly arranged camps. The tents were too numerous to be all army, but they showed us that the Imperials were there, responding to the destruction of the city in a quick, orderly fashion. Below, soldiers and civilians were at work, leveling way for the new. Though they stopped to gawk, these people did not run away. Darling ordered us to watch for the standard of the military commander. She figured that was the place to start, since the city was obviously under martial law. I couldn't figure why she thought she'd get any cooperation, though. I asked, "What do you feel about old Raven these days?" I was careful to keep my hands hid from him and Silent both. I figured she wouldn't understand what I meant. I was wrong. She signed, "Once I had a child's love for a man who saved me and nurtured me and risked everything to protect me, when, long before I could believe it myself, he recognized the role I would play in the struggle with the darkness. That child was like a very little girl in some ways. She was going to marry Daddy when she grew up, and it never occurred to her that things might not turn out that way till she tried to pursue it and to press it."